Right, back in the press room again, and we've bumped into Sean Simpson. Sean, day, what was your day like, really? Was it good? For second race, you had a good start.
Yeah, the start was key today. I think with crashing in my qualifying heat yesterday, I only managed 13th on the gate, which was a bit difficult. Purcell went from gate 15, took two really good starts and just cut across everyone. So it made it a bit difficult for us to try and wiggle around in past them. First moto went terrible. I was 30th on the first lap, managed to come back to 11th. And then the second moto, I started a bit better. First 10 minutes were great. Middle 10 minutes were shocking. And then the last 10, 15 minutes, I got going again. And I got up to 7th. And then Poland passed me on the triple on the last corner or the last, you know, section. So only finished 8th, 11, 8 for 8th overall. Just pleased with that. I think I wanted to come away from here this weekend with a top 10 result, which I did. 8th in the championship, not too bad, and much better than I was here last year, so gotta be happy.
What did you get last year? Just remind everyone.
I think
outside
I was
the top 12?
I was outside the top 15. I think I went 18, 19 or something like that. It was shocking. Really terrible.
So top 10 with the riders you're up against and everything else, sand track, good result really?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think, to be actually honest, I enjoy sand more, but recently I've been really enjoying hard pack. My bike's set up well for the hard pack, it's fast, and we've got suspension dialed in. We've made a few small changes in the last couple of weeks, which has been going good. So I'm looking forward to the hard pack GPs, which is unlike me. You know, today was survival for everyone, especially the second moto with it being so wet. But I think we've done a good job and came away healthy. You know, there's a lot of guys in MX2, especially, that's been getting injured. So you got to be in it to win it, and we're still here, so roll on the next ones.
What does Steve have to say afterwards?
You know, Steve, it was all right, wasn't it? You know, he's happy. I think, you know, Mel done a great job in MX2, filling in for Zach or Arnaud. So, you know, I think it can only be good for the team. You know, MX1 was something that they've not really focused on in the last couple of years. And I think to be inside the top 10, he's got to be happy with that.
It's perfect. Good. And what's next for you now?
Following week, I've got a small French race that I'm doing to just hard pack, just get me ready for Bulgaria. Then I'm going to drive to Bulgaria with my dad in the camper to Bulgaria and then Fermo. So it should be good. Looking forward to it.
See you there.
We will do.